Kieran, a dramatic finish. Ciarán McDonald, I think, with the winner. A very valuable score for you today.
It was a serious finish. It was a chaotic game. We got off to an extremely poor start. We played none at all in the first half. Probably luckily Donegal were going to just completely pull away from us. So we had a few home truths to be told in the change room at half time. And the boys came out for the battle anyway. And there was nothing pretty about it, nothing nice about it, but it was a real character test. And as I was saying about the semi-finals, are just there to be won, and we're just happy to be in the final.
You talk about the first half, like you did get off to, you know, Don got a score, you had a goal chance. Then all of a sudden it was just like oceans of Donegal possession. And I'm not sure what you thought, but at half time, he was only 4-2 down based on the fact he hardly saw the ball. Maybe there was a degree of contentment maybe in that. Maybe that's the wrong word.
Well, like we did talk at half time for how poorly we had played. We were still only 4-2 down. But we did say that if we went out and played as poorly again in the second half, the game would be away from us within a very short time. So, and that would have been the case. You know, the boys did get up to a hell of a battle in the second half, but there was no pretty football in that game at all, and it could have went either way, and it did come down the stretch. And look, it was really the small margins. There was balls spilling here, there, and everywhere. And look, you need a wee bit of luck, and a few often came our direction, and I was very, very happy to see Ciarán nailing that last one.
And you spoke about that first half, like nerves is possibly something, Kieran, but you also touched on the fact that you hadn't played a competitive game for a while. Maybe that's nothing to do with it, or is it anything to do with it? Because I suppose Donegal had been battle-hardened as such.
They were definitely battle-hardened, and I think you could very clearly see it, that they had been coming week on week there, and their momentum was in a much better place than us. And our, I suppose, our reward for one of our first two championship games was to sit in the semi-final of the championship and wait on the qualifiers to be played out. And I don't think that actually benefited us. And I suppose when we've seen, as I said to you the other day, Melbourne Stunt team, if we've seen what happened in Leinster, the two teams were sitting in the semi-final for 3 weeks waiting, I say we're beat by the two teams coming through the qualifier. And it was evident there that Donegal were coming with much more energy and momentum than we were from the first half. And it took us a hell of a long time to get the momentum, and possibly maybe didn't get any flow going at all, but we definitely came out with a battling one, anyway.
One man in competitive blocks was Rocco Devlin. He seemed to be running at Donegal all the time, and a lot of what worked for you today came through him, especially whenever Donegal was put on the back foot, I suppose.
Without a doubt, he's a talented lad. He's a lot of pace, and we really needed a spark. And he did give us a spark. Like he added some pace, and say he probably frightened the Donegal defence. Now he made a few mistakes, but like he'll take the mistakes, because the energy he added to us was probably what got us competitive in the game again. And it was him coming off the bench, and Ciarán kicking the winner, and Paul McPick kicking a couple of good free kicks. Alton won a few balls in the middle, so we got a really good impact from our bench. But Rocco probably had the energy that got us to a slightly better level. As I say, we didn't get to the top level, but it got us to a slightly better level to give us a chance.
The final few moments were frantic. Like, they had chances and missed it. They had turnovers, you got possession. Paul had a 2-point shot that he didn't take. It was all sorts of emotions there. So how do you try and manage the situation to get his lads? Because I suppose it's back to that word frantic again.
Well, look, they are very young lads. Like the oldest of them has just turned 17 since January, so they're 16 year olds, and it was extremely frantic at the end there, and both teams had chances, both missed chances, both got a few chances, but it was really, really frantic. And I suppose these boys are learning, they're young fellas learning, and that's a really competitive environment for them, and they're not always going to take the right option, and all you have to do is support them there, and a good few of them took the right option, and I suppose we got a few scores that got us over the line.
And a word on the final. I'm not sure how much you know of it, but Tyrone had a massive comeback against Cavan. All the managers, including yourself, said this competition was wide open, and now there's two teams left. What's the sort of thoughts going into it, if there is even any at this stage?
Aye, well, look, we were keeping an eye. That game's obviously 12 versus 2, so we've seen a wee bit of the Tyrone game, and whenever we went to start our warm-up, it looked like Cavan were in a serious, comfortable position. And the word came, it was back to 7, back to 6, back to 4, a goal, and Tyrone had won, you know, so, they'll be coming, they're probably in a similar position themselves, at the sitting in the semi-final. They get caught cold as well, and Cavan are a good team, but, Tyrone's a serious team as well, and it's going to be a serious final. As you say, it's a deadly competitive minor championship, and there's one of any of six teams could have won that, and it's ourselves and Tyrone going down to it, and they and Tyrone have had a really good history in the competition and had a good history in underage over the past good few years, and it'll be a challenge, but a challenge we'll be looking forward to.